John Derbyshire is going to be our guest today on the Business of Sales. And let me tell you something real quick here. When it comes down to running a business in today's world, if you don't make good use of the time that we're given every day, you can go down the tubes pretty rapidly. But if you do make good use of the time that you have every day, this can be a blast and a wonderful roller coaster ride, and there are tools you can use to help you get there. And that's what we're going to talk about today on the Business of Sales. Hey, welcome to the Business of Sales. We're here because we want to help you get better at what you do all day long. We share with you some of the best business owners we can find, and the purpose is to provide you with great business ideas, and specifically, ideas on how you can run your company more effectively and efficiently. How can you get better at what you do, and how can we help you get better at what you do? That's what we're here for. Let's get started. Here we go. John, welcome to the show. So glad to have you on the Business of Sales.
Morris, it's a pleasure to be here. Looking forward to our conversation.
Well, tell us just real briefly a little bit about how in the world Smart Suite came around. That's your company, right?
It is, yeah. I'll give you just like a minute and a half background so you can kind of put things in perspective for me. So kind of my first big job was I was a partner at Ernst & Young. I ran one of their consulting practices. I had about 1,500 people in the group, and it kind of gave me the chance to understand sales at the enterprise level globally very quickly. That's there. I left Ernst & Young and founded a company called Archer Technologies that was a software product that helped mainly enterprise accounts focus on how to manage risk and compliance in the organization. We were the first product in that space. It's the big behemoth in the space today. I sold it in 2010-11. It's a billion-dollar-plus company today. Lots of great sales stories around how we got started there. Hopefully we can dig into. I then spent a period of time and kind of retired and invested in a lot of startups. So I've worked with about 400 startups or invested in about 400 startups. And what I found was I'm not a great advisor because I want to get in and do, and not all founders want you to jump in and do with them. They're looking for advisors. So I kind of, about 4 years ago, I kind of jumped back into the tech space in the no-code industry to help build a platform that would help organizations, regardless of size, manage any process or project in their organization in a single platform. So we have mom and pop customers of one and two all the way to Fortune 500 companies. And our product is used by businesses in about 100 different countries. So it, very different sales strategy with Smart Suite than we had with Archer Technologies, one of my first companies.
Sounds great, man. That's wonderful. You mentioned something that I happen to see in your website and stuff. No code. Don't understand that, John. Tell me what no code means.
Yeah, that is just a fancy word that means that users can use drag and drop technology to model out business processes. So just think of, I have a sales process, a sales CRM, and I have a list of customers that I want to track, right? So the first thing you would do is, what fields of information do you want to track for a customer that's in there? Maybe you want their name, their location, their phone number, their email, you know, key contacts that are there. So no code just makes it easy for business owners or subject matter experts to configure things based on their knowledge without needing to use a developer to build something specific for them. So it's just a fancy word for using drag and drop to organize information in a way that makes sense for your business.
That makes so much sense. That business model makes so much sense to me. When I was in the corporate world and they would come to me with a product and say, oh yeah, and it's going to cost you X amount of dollars per person who uses this tool, this software. I used to just kind of get a little upset. You know, I don't know. I've got 12,000 agents. 10,000 of them might use it. 5,000 of them might use it tomorrow. One of them might use it the next day. I don't know. So I'm not going to enter into a contract with you where it depends on how many people are going to be there. And I also don't want to be into something that I've got to come back to you every time I want to change a word.
Right.
And that's what no code fix is. I like that.
Yeah, no code really does two things. So it brings the goal that takes Smart Suite is to bring enterprise level software to the masses at a price point that's not ever been seen before. Meaning the big guys, the big Fortune 100 companies, they've had all the great tools and they can be super efficient, but they've been very expensive. At Archer, our product started at about $300,000 a year, to give you an idea.
Yeah.
At Smart Suite, we charge $10. We have a free version. So if you just have three users and you need a great product to use, you can use SmartSuite for free. Our first option entry point is $10 per user per month. We provide the same capabilities that I provided at Archer, the $300,000 product 15 years ago, for $10 per user. So the industry has really changed over the last 10 to 15 years in that aspect.
You know, technology as a whole has changed. When I was back in the corporate world, we built virtual classroom training studios to do what we're doing today. And I invested, you know, three, four, five figures in each of two different studios that we built, retired, started doing this on my own. And John, I don't think I put $500 into my first studio. You know, I mean, just the costs are so changed so much differently. And that's just amazing. John, with your experience in business and running businesses and consulting with business owners, how do you see this whole world of getting a handle on all the stuff that you have to be concerned about as a business owner? And everything seems to just keep piling up, and it all seems to be urgent and important, to use Stephen Covey's stuff. I mean, you know, it's all... How do you deal with all of that?
Yeah, I like to boil it down to just one phrase a lot of the time, that profitability starts with focus. Meaning, like, if you don't know what you're focused on, it's hard to get to that profitability standard, or you don't even know how to measure profitability at that point. And in most of the companies that I've been involved with that have done a great job of staying very focused and having a cadence weekly, monthly, quarterly on things that happen for them to stay focused, meaning I'm going to document for the quarter what my goals are. I'm going to have 3 to 5 of those goals, right? I don't have 10, 15, 20. Like, what are the 3 to 5 most important? Okay, now I'm going to break that down by week, and I'm going to understand what tasks fall into each week so that at the end of the quarter, I can be assured that those things have been completed. Or if it's a sales number, which should be one of those 3 to 5, that I've focused on sales as opposed to maybe a lot of the noise that could be happening, other things that could grab your attention and take it away from talking to customers, which I'm big on. Like, if you're not talking to customers every day, every person in your company that's customer focused should be talking to 3 to 5 customers a day. If they're not, that's a big red flag for you as a business that something's happening that's taken their attention away from helping you become profitable.
Amen. A friend of mine who taught me a lot of stuff back in the olden days, you know, there's red time, green time, and yellow time.
Yeah.
Red time is when you're doing stuff that's not involved with the client. Yellow time is when you're doing things to prepare for that meeting with the client. And the green time is when you are eyeball to eyeball, toe to toe, or knee to knee, if you will, with a prospect. Back then, we were face to face with folks. But today, that would include phone calls or virtual calls or whatever the case may be. If you're not connected with a prospect, with a prospective customer, golly gee, what are you doing, you know?
Yeah, we have a process in place that every morning prior to 8 o'clock, every customer facing person, so that includes our sales team, some of our marketing team, our product team, obviously our customer care and success teams, they provide a message in Slack that says, here are the customers that I spoke to yesterday, and here are the customers I'm speaking to today, right? And the first thing I look at is there needs to be 3 to 5 on that list for every person. And if there's not, I'm like, okay, like, what's happening that we didn't get things lined up for you to actually have a face-to-face? And, you know, sales has changed, especially since COVID, but, you know, you don't go and meet with customers on site like you used to. Like, you used to spend a whole day traveling to have a meeting somewhere, right? Now you can have those 3 to 5 calls easy per day and do other things. And so video is super important. So we use video calls as opposed to, you know, just a regular phone call with people. We have a mandate in our company that every video call that we do, your camera is turned on so that you can build that connection with the customer or partner in the same way that you would if you were, you know, in person with them.
Yeah. It's still a relationship business, isn't it?
For sure. Yeah. In fact, we actually talk about our sales from our sales strategy as relationship-based sales.
Yes.
Meaning that
yes.
The first thing that we're trying to do is build that relationship, and then we help the company understand, does our product or service that we're offering make sense for the customer? But we're not a hard sales organization. Like, we want the customer to know we're interested about their business, what they do. If our product's not a fit, we're going to tell you that. Like, we want that relationship to start. And I tell you, some of our best customers started with maybe we're not the best fit for that particular thing, but here's what we mm-hmm. do, you know, this there. So they feel that you have some credibility and they can kind of count on you to know, well, where can you help us?
Yeah, it makes all the difference in the world when you're on the same side of the table with the client, with the prospect, with the customer, than being across the table from them, if you will, for a good analogy, I guess, of some kind. I'd much rather be on the same side of your table helping you get what you want than having an adversarial conversation about why this is the best thing you've ever seen since sliced bread. Why don't you buy it?
Exactly. And I think it's more rewarding for the people involved in the sales process to know that they're building relationships and when they're not doing that pressure sale, like you just said. Like, we're not just trying to tell you this is why we're so great. We're trying to understand, like, how do you need to use a product and how could we fit into that process that you have to maybe make it more efficient or easier to use?
John, when you're the chief cook and bottle washer in a small shop, how do you handle all the different things that you got to do? I mean, you're right. You need to be talking to 3 to 5 people a day that are, you know, in that sales process somewhere.
Right.
But you also need to be building content and for the web, and you need to be accounting for your business, and you need to be concerned about, well, you mentioned compliance, and so many businesses, that's a big deal nowadays. How do you separate that all and get focused on the things, and how do you know what to focus on? Large question, John. I'm sorry.
No, it definitely is. It's a great question, though. I'll tell you a little bit about kind of the processes that I've started to use over the years that I've found to be useful in just that. The first one is I book time on my calendar each day to do in blocks, to do certain things that I know can't get booked for other things that are there, right? Because I do need that time to think strategically, write a blog post, do, you know, just talk about product pieces, think about requirements. And if I don't block those out in advance, other things are going to pop into that calendar and my calendar is going to control me versus me being able to control what I need to get done, you know, each day. One of the things that I've done personally that's been great for me is that each morning we have a series of what we call stand-ups. We follow an agile development kind of approach. And all agile means is each morning you're going to meet with the people, each person that's involved in the process for 10 to 15 minutes. And you're going to talk about two things, or really three things. You're going to talk about what did you do yesterday? What are you focused on today? And do you have any blockers, right? And it needs to happen really fast, right? So we have people on calls. We do a lot of international business. So I start at 6:30 in my morning with those first calls. And for the first hour, 15 minutes, I touch 3 or 4 different teams each morning on those stand-ups. So they have a chance to share with me what they're working on. I can make a change to that right then and there if it's not meeting something that I feel is important to the company or something strategic came up. But then they can tell me if they have any blockers. Like, I need somebody to do this for me before I can get this completed for you, John. So it just gives me the time to do that. As a small business, you don't need an hour and 15 minutes, but you may need 15 to 20 minutes with your team. And the value of that back to the team is they feel like they're in the know. They ask me questions, right? They feel like they know the pulse of the business and what's going on when things, we're a software company. So as things pop up with customers that we need to address, like, everybody's aware of what just happened. And that needs to be a priority for the next 2 days until we get that particular item addressed. But for small business owners, whether you're 5 or 10 users, you know, people in your company, I really suggest, you know, a stand up is just that. You actually stand up. You don't want to sit down behind a conference table. A lot of companies have tables that are built that are where you can stand up and kind of put your hands on. You go to that location. I love to have a TV sometimes behind me that has the metrics of the company right on the TV. So, you know, the current sales numbers or marketing campaigns that are going on. So if there's a question, you just look right at the data. And you just start your day off with your team that way. And you know, people feel, your younger employees feel like they're a part of the process, a part of the team, and it just helps them be more efficient. That's my personal feeling. Not everybody loves that, but I've found that very valuable.
Was it Lynn Coney that started talking about that kind of stuff, I think? It doesn't matter. I love the concept. We used to do it right before I retired. And it really did help us to focus on what was most important in our world for that day. So it's a great concept. John, what do you do if you're all by yourself, though? I mean, I don't have anybody to stand up with in my business, for example. There's just me, myself, and I.
I'd say that whiteboards. Like I'm, if you saw my office, you would just see I've got whiteboards on both sides with all kinds of thoughts and things on there. I think as an entrepreneur that's just getting started, or somebody that you know, just has their own business, getting things out of your head is super important so that you can focus on other things that are there. And as those thoughts come in, you need to be able to write them down and then prioritize them and then put things into blocks on that whiteboard to say, this is my must-do list, like my top five. I'm going to go get these done. When I knock one of those top five out, I'm going to put another item in that list, right? That's there. Yeah. Then I've got my more strategic thinking things that, you know, for my business to be successful over time, these things have to take place. They might not be things I have to do today, but they're coming up, right? I just need to have them kind of on that board. So I love working with people that are just starting out in business to say, let's talk about your whiteboard. I don't care if it's in your garage, in your room, you know, in the office, but let's talk about that. And then that's where I like to see people do their calendars, where they block out time and say from 2 to 3 today, I'm going to think strategically about this particular item that's the core of my business, or I'm going to focus on sales prospecting, you know, during that particular time and nothing else.
So those are two very critical, practical principles that you've shared with us so far, John. Blocking your calendar and then having a time in the morning where you can have a stand-up meeting, even if it's with yourself, where you look at what are the top 3 or 4 things that I need to focus on today. Would that be a fair summary?
It is. What I found happens if you don't have a process like that is you kind of wake up and your day just starts happening and you're responding back to things. You're getting emails and LinkedIn messages and Slack notifications. Like, and you all of a sudden it's 5 o'clock and you look back and you're like, what did I accomplish today? Right. And not a lot. The day just kind of controlled you. So I'm big on trying to find a way that you can control your day in some way and still have time to respond back to those things as they come up. But not having it be so ad hoc.
From what little research I did, and I apologize, I did very little. Tell me how SmartSuite helps us do that. If I were to become an owner of SmartSuite, how is that going to help me get these things done and maintain my focus on the important stuff?
Yeah, so all the things that we've talked about are all things that are built into SmartSuite to allow you to help run your business, whether you're 2 people or whether you're 5,000 people in the business that's there. Think of SmartSuite as, just think of your business and all the processes that you have in your business. And a process is just, I have sales, right? I have things in marketing that I need to get done. I have some HR things with some people that I hired or need to hire or things that I'm tracking. If I'm a product company, I have product requirements and a development team. In SmartSuite, we have 200 best-in-class templates that we've created across 35 different process categories, like those ones I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So if you're not familiar with what a starting process for a sales CRM looks like, you can click and in 3 seconds, we give it to you. If you want more of an intermediate version, that's a step up, you got that. If you want the full-blown version that a Fortune 100 company is using, you can see that. A lot of entrepreneurs don't understand what a best-in-class process looks like because they haven't been involved in that before. So the first part of SmartSuite is just allowing you to download these templates. And a template's not just a bunch of fields on a page. Like, it's all the interrelationships and reports and charts and graphs and things that help you to kind of run that aspect of your business. One part of that business is goals and objectives, where you can track your quarterly goals, think about the initiatives that need to get done. In that quarter, you can assign those to people all the way down to the task level, you know, that's specific to there. And then there's places where you can track for CEOs, you can track your own personal time, right? Or, you know, entrepreneurs that where, you know, what's important to me to get done? What are my top 5 things that I need to focus on that list and roll things in? But think of SmartSuite as it's a way for you to manage your business on a single platform. Most businesses have 5 to 7 products that they use to kind of manage getting work done in their company. SmartSuite can cover about 90% of that. And maybe you have SmartSuite and maybe 1 or maybe 2 other tools, maybe like email or Slack on top of that. But the goal of SmartSuite is to make it easy for businesses to get work done and to be more efficient. And we often refer to it as work smarter, not harder, right? That's our goal, is to help people spend more time evaluating information than actually doing all the manual tasks that need to get done each day.
So is my CRM in SmartSuite?
It can be, yes. So we have a whole capability that allows you to do that. Now, we also integrate with CRM. So if you have your own CRM, you know, you're happy with that right now, and you just want to, every time a new deal happens, you want to send information into Smart Suite to kick off some task or something, it's super simple to be able to do that as well. So we give you both options.
Oh, cool. How about that websites? Does it hold domains and do website stuff too?
We integrate with a product called Easy Portal that you should look at. What Easy Portal allows you to do is to have information inside of Smart Suite, where maybe you're writing information about your, you know, your about page on your company and your product listing, and you have images, and it pulls the data from Smart Suite directly into a website, kind of like a CRM. So every time you make an update in Smart Suite, it updates your website in real time for you. That's there. So that's pretty common today. There's a lot of products that are, that have came about that make it very easy for a general user to set up a website in some four or 5 hours, right?
And it was such a pain for me when I spent like close to $10,000 to build my very first website. Right. And when I finally realized that, no, sweetheart, you cannot watch a video on YouTube and go build your own website. Once I finally came to that realization, I needed a professional. I think I spent like 10 grand. But then I realized, John, that every time I changed a word, every time I wanted to put a new picture on, every time I wanted to update something, I had to go back to the developer and pay him again to make him do that. So this whole no-code idea is just something I didn't realize what it was called, but I've latched onto that whole idea up one side and down the other. I've got right now a website where I can go in and mess with it and do things that I want to do. I'm sure there are professionals out there going, oh my God, I don't want my clients to mess with their website. But, you know, as the owner, I should be able to go in and change my phone number because I got a new cell phone or whatever. It just makes perfect sense to me. So I love it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, that's what no-code's all about. It's just empowering the people that understand what they need to do, just giving them the tools to be able to do it themselves, not have to call that consultant to pay that $50, $100 an hour to go change something so simple. And it took you, you had to decide what you wanted to change. You had to contact them. You had to explain it to them. Like, as opposed to, I could have just took 30 seconds and just changed that phone number.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Absolutely. John, this has been a wonderful conversation. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Oh, I appreciate it, Morris. Thank you.
I think this is, you know, your whole work with Smart Suite is another step forward for technology, making it simple and not making it as difficult as it has been up till now. So thank you for your work. Thank you for your product. And thanks for being with us today. We appreciate you being here, John.
All right. It's been a pleasure.
And for everybody else out there, y'all go out and make it a great week. Talk to 3 to 5 people a day that are in your sales process, so that you can keep focused on the most important things that are coming into your world and your business today. Until next time, when we get together, I'm Morris Sims, and I'll see you then. Take care. Have a great week.